Blog Talk Radio.
My God.
Yes,
sir.
How you
sir.
feeling this morning, my brother? How you feeling this morning?
Man, just hold on to the storm, brother. Hold on to the storm. Everything I've learned in my low show time, you don't ask God to remove, just ask God to give you strength. You know?
Yeah, Lord. I learned here, you know, sometimes we want them to remove it. But sometimes that storm is preparing you for something better, something greater.
That's it. That's
even
it.
Even though he might not take you out the storm, or somebody testified that God had put on a raincoat and step in that storm right along with you, man.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
Oh yeah.
Praise God.
Here gathered again together, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
One occasion, I want the court to lift his name up. You know if his name be lifted up, he's all man to be.
That's it. That's it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his holy name, my brother.
Let's praise yes, sir.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Like I say, like we say every day, Brother Eric, I know you get tired of hearing it, but what have you done so good on yesterday?
What?
That we was worthy
to be here.
Being here together again. We was worthy of living another day. Oh, days can't be brought. No can hours be borrowed. No can you go to the grocery store and say, hey, can you give me a couple of them minutes over there? Oh, so we got to live every day. And know that every day is just simply a blessing from the Lord, my brother.
Yes, sir.
My.
Yes, sir.
I keep hearing that, playing that song in my head when I told the storm, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah.
I told you so.
That's it, Dad.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
Praise God, my brother. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Well, this morning, if I can, man, I want to talk about the body of Christ.
Uh-oh.
I want to talk about the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Who is the body of Christ, Brother Eric, just so we get a clear understanding of it? Who is the body of Christ? The body of Christ is the believers, the people. Oh, yes. Body of Christ. Who is the body of Christ? Oh. Who is the body of Christ? My. I think we have a little technical difficulties here. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk about the body of Christ this morning. And the body of Christ is simply the believers, the people. People, the believers.
Yes,
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come for you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, thank you again for another day. another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy. So I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus for the body of Christ this morning, Lord. I pray for the people this morning, Lord. I pray for the believers, Lord, that you strengthen them, Father God, and help them to stand against anything that's not in your liking, Lord. Stand against the devil and his schemes, Lord, because we know as believers, Father God, that trouble's going to come our way. We know as we follow you and we run this race with Christ, Lord, things are going to come in our path. The enemy is going to try to come in our path to shift us like we, as the word of God says. So we just ask for strength. We ask for the power and the means to stand up against that devil, to stand up against that enemy, to continue to make the enemies our footstools right now, Lord. We ask that you continue to give us the spiritual gifts, Father God. We ask that you continue to just put it on our heart to serve you and worship you, Lord. Lord, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the meditation of my mind and words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now, Lord. I'm praying that you use us in the mighty way, Father God, to continue to speak the word of God boldly to advance the kingdom of God. Not our will, but let your will be done in us. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Touch each and every man under the sound of my voice right now. Each and every woman under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God, that we know you can, that we know you will, Lord. Give them the spirit of you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Move on behalf of your people. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the show right now, Lord, in the mighty name. Be with us, Lord. You said when two or three gather your name, we can ask anything. You said when two or three gather your name, you're in the midst. Lord, you said if we knock on the door, it shall be open. If we seek your face, we shall find you, Lord. If we ask, we shall receive. We thank you for your promises this morning, Lord. We thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen and thank God. My brother, we won't talk about I want to talk about the body of Christ this morning, my brother. Okay. I want to talk about the body of Christ.
Okay. The body of Christ?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Listen to what it really like right here before I get started with scripture, Brother Eric. Okay. Listen to what it really like. It says, Father, you put all things under the foot of Jesus and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is the holy body, which is his whole body, the fullness of him who fills all in all, who fools all in all. It says, we were dead in our trespasses and sins, but you made us alive, and we are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Listen to what it reads like. It says, Jesus is our cornerstone. It says, Father, you want us to grow up to know the whole truth and tell it in love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, like Christ in everything, we take our leadership from Christ. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us, his very breath and blood flow through us, nurturing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. It says, may we be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I pray that every day right there, Brother Eric. I'm going to say that one more time. May we be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding as the elect of God, holy and beloved, help me, Holy Spirit. We put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If we have against anybody, another, any brother or sister, even as Christ forgave us, so we also must do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, above all things, we put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to which also we were called in one body, and we are thankful. Full of belief, confidence that we're presentable inside and out. We keep a firm grip on the promises that keeps us going. It says, Father, you always keep your word. Now we will see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. Oh, yes, Lord. It says, since we are all called to travel on the same road in the same direction, we will stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. We have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything we are and think and do is permitted with oneness. It says, Father, we commit to pray for one another, keeping our eyes open and keeping each other's spirit up, lifting our brothers up, so that no one falls behind or drops out. Also, we pray for our spiritual leaders, that they will know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right times. We are one in bond of love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. The body of Christ. I want to talk about the body this morning, my brother. Body of Christ. I'm going to start in Ephesians 1. I'm going to start at verse 3. Ephesians 1 and 3. In the New International Version of the Bible. Ephesians 1 and 3. Ephesians 1 and 3. It says right here, praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time reaches their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal. Help me, Holy Spirit. The promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who were God's possession, to the praise of his glory. My. Says, for this reason, even since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Oh, Holy Spirit. Body of Christ, my brother. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power who believes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he risen Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm, from above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over all things for the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. My. Body of Christ, the church, my brother. Church. My. Body of Christ. It's only by myself. I'm going to keep it rolling.
No. No, you ain't never by yourself. You come on with it. You ain't by yourself. You got the Father, the Son, you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and Eric.
Yeah, body of Christ.
Yeah, you ain't like yourself.
Church. People, Brother Eric. Church.
Yeah. Yes,
people.
Sir.
Believers.
I'm going to say this again. You ain't by yourself. You got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Eric, and a host of friends. We just listening.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Going over to come the on. Season. Brother Eric. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm going to start at one.
Okay.
See what Paul said about the body up here.
Boy, one. Can I get a witness?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come on, witness.
Oh, help me understand. It says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Come on, man.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. It says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
Come on, man.
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one who hoped when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed opportunity. It says, This is why it says, when he ascended on high, Brother Ed, he took many captives. And gave gifts to the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly region? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, Brother Eric, to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My. Now, did you get that, Brother Eric?
Yes.
Catch that, Brother Mike.
Yes, sir.
Did you catch that? Listen to what he read. I'm going to start at 11. It says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. He gave them the equipment to equip his people for works of service, Brother Eric, so that the body of Christ may be built up. What I say every day, I want a kingdom build, Brother Eric.
That's it. I want a kingdom build.
I want a kingdom build. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like. So the body of Christ will be built, may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, obtaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I like that, Brother Eric. Brother Mike, I like that right there.
That'll work.
Listen to what it reads like. Then we will no longer be infants. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, this is what kingdom building is about, Brother Eric. This is what eating the word of God every day is about.
then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the wind and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemes, Brother Eric. They can't trick us if we stay grounded in the Word of God. Oh, if we build it up every day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We can't get tricked. We can't get through off track if we stay rooted. Oh, my. Listen to what it read like. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ.
Come on now.
The whole body joined and held together by every supporting limb grows, help me, Holy Spirit, and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The body of Christ, Brother Eric. Oh, yes. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. My. My God. I like that, Brother Eric. I like that. Gone, though.
Oh, you on something that? Can I say this before you go?
Yeah.
Because that number 11, man. I've been taught in that number 11.
Yeah. Ooh, wee.
That number 11. That's by the Christ. If a church gonna function, it needs this in the church. If it's gonna function. You know what I'm talking about? So that's what it's telling us. That I like that, Brother Man. I just wanted to tap with that a little bit. You got to have that to be in the operating as a church. You say a physical church. Yes.
My.
Come on with it, brother. I just wanted to tap on that a little bit. That's all. Yeah. You own something.
My God.
You own something,
man. Oh, yeah. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. I'm going over to Hebrews.
Bruises up.
Yeah, I'm bruises up. Yeah. I'm bruises up. Hebrews.
Yeah.
10.
Okay.
Hebrews 10.
I'm
going to start at 19, my brother.
That's my chapter there, boy. Come on with it.
Listen to what it read like, bro.
You sure you want to back? You want to back up a little bit?
You want me back on up there?
At least the 15.
I get it all.
I'm gonna say 15. Just start at 15.
It's 15. It says, the Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this.
Uh-oh.
Help me, Holy Spirit. First, he said, listen to what he said. This is the covenant I will make with them.
Come on, man.
After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I will write them on their minds. Then he added, their sins and lawless acts, I will remember no more. Oh, yes. And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sins is no longer necessary. Sacrifice for sins is no longer necessary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us, through the certain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled. I like that, brother. Having our hearts sprinkled.
Yes, sir.
To cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having
yes,
our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And let us consider how we may spur one another. On towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the most as you see the day approaching. Not giving up on meeting together, Brother Eric.
Can I do this?
Come on, brother. Yeah.
I'm gonna bag that thing to 24. Read it after King James, right?
Yes.
It says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. I like that. Not forsaking assembly ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another. And so much to the more as you see the day approaches.
Yeah,
because it's coming fast.
He said,
when we do, you know how you go to church, man? You know how you go to worship? And I ain't seen your brother Randy in a long time. Where you been? We shouldn't be doing all that. What we should do, we should welcome that spirit to come back. You know what I'm talking about? And thank God for him, he or she, to come in, you know, and fellowship with one another, not to turn nobody down. He said, we should edify, exalt one another, lift one another up, not put each other down. You know what I'm talking about? We should, even though when you look at it like this, brother man, even when times get tough, man, on people, and you don't see them in a while, we should reach out to them and pray for them.
Oh, yeah.
We should wait a whole long time until I ain't heard from Brother Mike in 6 months. We need to see what's wrong, man. And see,
we got to figure out what's going on.
My brother, I ain't heard from him for a while. You know, if he don't want to, you know, receive the help, we still can pray for him. Because sometimes we fall away with stress. Sometimes we fall away with problems. You know, and that's what we're there for. That's why he said we should edify one another, lift one another. Because the day might be my day, tomorrow might be yours, man. It's a cruel world out there.
Just don't know.
You doing good today. Tomorrow you can be in bad shape.
My God.
But that next script is a bad boy.
You know I'm looking at it.
Hey, brother Eric. You said you be doing good today and tomorrow won't. You can be doing good today and be in the next 5 minutes be doing bad. The way this world I'm got.
Yes, sir. I like that. Yeah. So right, nutty.
You're so right.
I'm speaking because I'm gonna say this and I'm back out of the way. I got a fellow coworker who used to work with me, was doing good, laughing around. I got word the other day. He had a stroke. He got up the next day, was doing good, they thought. And now they called the family in the other night. And that's the last I heard of it, but I can't get in touch with nobody. But they weren't looking for him to make it. I just had, you know. And when you said that, it just brought it to me. He was a good person. Had you laughing all the time. And just, you never know.
Hey, Brother Nutty, brother, when you say that, that's what we do here. That's what we do here. We see the Holy Spirit speak. Even though my brother's teaching and we doing right, the Holy Spirit speaking right now because you don't know who you helping, man. When we stop like this and pause and elaborate on something, because it might open up a wound, but also it can heal a wound. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've learned something. Y'all might not even heard this before from me. I do not put God in the box, man. I let God's will be done. Even if I don't understand it, Lord, let your will be done in my life. But there's some things God wants. Okay, if God gave you everything, man, you'll be walking around and call you mad. And the Bible just says mad means crazy. You know what I'm talking about? That's why he gives us stuff in parts, man. So then when we express the love of God, people can retain it because we won't just dump all it in them so they can receive it. So you can dump so much in the overflow. And what's overflowing, maybe something they need to keep in the vessel. You understand what I'm talking about, brother? So that's why God said when you're handling seed, you can't just take that bottle and just shove it in his mouth. You got to do like we're doing now. We got to take our time with it, give God's word, and let the Holy Spirit move and saturate that heart. You know, so maybe you might be stoning, man. Have you ever woke up in the morning, brother, man, and tears was in your eyes? I got to say this.
Oh, yeah.
And some kind of way you got on your knees, and them tears turned to some joy. That's the kind of God we serve. But he didn't do that just for you then, brother, man. He did it because he know you'll testify and tell the folks that it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Be encouraged. Somebody goes, well, how you going to know? I'm hurting, but I'm telling you, God is bigger than every hurt you ever had, every pain you can ever make. God is bigger than that. He can move in the name of Jesus. I'm going to get out of your way, brother, man, but nothing right, man.
I still
say we have to let the Holy Spirit move. You know, like we're on the back line, you know how we do it. On the back line, somebody might say, Brother Randy, Brother, can I say something? Yeah. And then we probably go somewhere, but what the Holy Spirit wanted. Because he's not an author of confusion. He's not going to mislead the people, man. You're talking about the body, right?
Yes, Lord.
I'm sorry, bro.
That's
a good lesson. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know, you can't read that next verse, though. It is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I'm going down there, my brother. You ain't got to worry about that. going on down in there. Listen to what it's saying. Hebrews 10:26. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left, Brother Eric, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Anyone who rejects the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Oh, it's some fire down here, brother. It's hot down here. It says, how much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God under feet, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And who has insulted the Spirit of grace. Oh, it's some fire down here, Brother Ed. We know him who said, it is mine to advantage. I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Well, you also
remember those early days, Brother Eric. Listen with the words. Remember those early days after you had received the light when you endured in a great conflict full of
suffering. Oh, help me, Holmes. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and prosecution. At other times, you were stood side by side with those who were so treated. It says you suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you know that you yourself have better and lasting possession. So do not throw away your confidence. Hmm. It will be richly rewarded. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Well, you own something.
You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, when you have done the will of God, you will receive what has promised, what he has promised for. In just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteousness, one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who spanks back. But we do not belong to those who spank back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. That's deep down there, my brother.
Hey, Brother Randy, that 36th verse,
yes.
Man.
Huh?
That 36th verse?
Yeah.
He said, for we, look at this, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You know, that's something that's vibes all over me. One thing about it, I got to have patience.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to wait on something. I just can't move without it. I got to wait on it. And then after that, he'll give me the will. He'll give me his will, not mine. Because, see, my will ain't, because my patience, I run too far. You know what I'm saying? But his will, what he do? It's a pass of all understanding. he got a gift for us.
Yeah.
It's a promise. Every believer on this phone has a promise. And you know what one of the promise is? The promise is that he went away. And to go and prepare a way. He said, my father had many mansions. That's what he said. He said, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. That's a promise. He said, I'm going to be able to receive you again, Brother Mike. let me lay it low. You got something there, boy? You got something there, boy? You know what I'm saying? Hey, let me do this here, Brother Mike. Did you know patience? We said patience is a virtue, right? But don't you know patience sometimes runs short for some of us?
You know
what? We can't wait for nothing. You know, it ain't got no bad time. Come on.
Hey, watch this, brother. Go over to Colossians 3. I'm going to start at verse 12. You talking about patience?
Boy, look at the spirit. I was just over there, Randy.
In the face with it. Listen what it read like. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Oh, listen what it says. Bear with one with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Oh, help me.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Man, why you got these band-aids on this tape, man? Why you got these band-aids on the table, man? Why you doing this? I got to put one on.
Oh, yeah.
You know I got to forgive you, man?
Oh, yeah, you got to forgive me, brother.
And of all things, virtue put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, Brother Eric, Brother Mike. Members of one body, you were called to peace. Oh, and if they be thankful, let the message of Christ dwell amongst you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. Oh, and whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. My.
Yeah.
Oh, we talking about the body, Brother Eric.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
The Holy Spirit moving, man. The Holy Spirit moving. Yeah, he talking to the church. He said, put on therefore the elect God. He said, put on therefore the elect God. I mean, he ain't talking just on anybody. He talking to somebody that was supposed to be walking in fellowship.
Brothers, I'm gonna say this because I'm finna lose service going to the landfill. But Randy, you just read that scripture. I fell off and I just got back on, but I heard humility, patience. I heard you read scripture. These words has been all over our lesson for the last week and a half. It's hanging around. It's telling everybody what you got to do to serve the Lord. It's telling everybody. And patience is growth.
Come on now.
That's that growth.
That's that growth.
Yes, you can't grow. You can't rush.
Yes, sir.
You can't rush.
Thank you.
You can't rush your spiritual growth. You just gotta let it. You just gotta keep feeding and fertilizing, weeding it out. But I just had to say that because I'm gonna go in this landfill and I know my service gonna drop.
Before you go in that landfill with all that gas on it, let me tell you something. See, it is perilous time right now. You understand, Mama? It is perilous time right now. That's why the peace of God is speaking right now, the joy, the love, the patience, because he's speaking to the children of he's speaking to us so we can follow his spirit. Don't look at what the news is. Don't look at what the naysayers. We need to be encouraged. That's what Brother Randy is giving us right now. That's what we've been getting all time. The peace of God, the path of all understanding, man. You know, that's what we're doing right now. We're searching the Word. You know, when you search the Word, it gets understanding.
Yes, sir. I'm going to stay on long as this let me stay on, but I know where I'm going, what the service is like. But I just had to say that, folks.
I'm going to be on there for an hour.
It takes an hour to unload there.
Well, we're going to be still talking.
Okay. Okay.
What you said, James? What did you say?
2:10
Yeah, he talking about the joy and all that. Kind of
pure joy and all that.
Yeah. I want to write the scripture down. He said 2:10
James
1:10 So 1 through 10. That's what he said. We're starting 1.
No, 1, 2 through 10, yeah. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 10.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing it down. That's all I'm doing.
You got it, Brother Michael, you want me to get it?
Hey, get it. I got a lot of background noise.
And it's crazy because this is one of my motto prayers, my motto scriptures right here. Now, I read the scripture every day.
Well, start with number one. Start with number one. I don't like that number two. Start with number one. one more. Come on. My brother.
A servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
To the 12 tribes scattered amongst the nation. Greetings. It says, call it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you face trials of many kinds, it said, because you know that the testing of your faith produced perseverance. It said, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed back by the wind. That shall not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all their ways. My. It says, believers in humble circumstances. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to this, brother. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. Oh, but the rich shall take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. I like that, believers. Cause
hey, go down 13,
man.
Read down 13.
I'm going on down there. I like that number 9, though. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. If you're a believer of God, help me, Holy Spirit, brother. If you're a believer in God, you ought to take pride in your high position, man. You shouldn't be worried about things. If you believe in God, if you believe that God going to deliver you or going to heal you or going to provide for you, man, help me, Holy Spirit.
My.
It says, for the sun rises with scorning heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Listen to what they say. Blessed is the one who preserves under trial, because having stood the test, Brother Mike, help me, Holy Spirit, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised those who love him.
That's it.
No one should say, God is tempting me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. My.
This can't be in the book.
Let me put the icing on the cake with this next one. Ooh, wee.
Then
when love is conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, brings forth sin. Wow.
What y'all saying?
Oh, yeah. Then after the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, my brother.
Uh-oh.
And sin, when
Uh-oh.
It's full grown, gives birth to death.
My.
Don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. Listen to what it reads like. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. Brother Mike.
That's it.
Hey,
man.
Look.
That's it.
Who does not change like shifting shadows? He chose to give us birth.
Yeah.
through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit. Oh, they're going to fruit again, Brother Eric, of all he created. My. Some meat over there, brother.
Well, you on something now, boy. Well, I see some. Well, you on something now. You scaring me now. Come on.
Come on, man.
That's good there. That's some good stuff there.
Meeting there, bro. Oh, yes.
But you didn't fall out, did you? Or you still there? Okay.
No, I'm still here. I'm taping my arm up and I'm putting Band-Aid across my head and I'm
while you're there, I got stuck on that number 16. You don't mind, do you?
Come on, brother.
Because you said you like that 17. But before I got to the 16, he said, do not err, my beloved brother. You know what? I don't know what Joel said, but it said, do not err, my beloved brother. Sometimes just stick out to me, man, because I know we ain't perfect, right? I know the Bible says none of us righteous before God. But he said right there, don't err. So we quick to have a crutch and use it so we can do our singing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm
going to face up, man. This might not sound right. I told my kids one day, I'm just a young man, watch me, though. I said, my wrong is not going to make your wrong right. You know what I'm saying to my? What I did in the past is not going to make what you're doing right now right. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to tell you, if you keep going down that road, this is what's going to happen. You know, you did it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to tell you again. If you go down this route, this is where you're going to go. I'm not going to tell you because I did it all right. I'm telling you that's why I got punished for what I did. I'm trying to stop you from going that way so you won't get punished. We had to teach. You know, that's what James is trying to tell us now. We have to teach them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Then I found out one thing about that. They let me know a little bit more. Our children, our people, the hang around us, friends and family, man, they are looking at you. What are they seeing? What are they hearing? You know what I'm talking about? We need to be a representative of Christ. You know, I'm not saying we ain't going to make no mistakes, but I'm saying they need to see us pray. They need to see us repent. They need to, not all this fussing at them, but we need to be able. I don't know why I'm here, man. Just stay with me while I'm here, man.
Come on, brother.
God wants us to show love when he gives us somebody. Either the spouse, the children, co-worker, friend.
Yeah.
You don't have to be always right. You know what I'm talking about? But let me give you this here. Even if you're right, sometimes just take the humble route out just to make the situation that God will to be done. You don't have to be right on everything. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, I'm right about it. Some things you don't want to hear because it hurts. But it hurts to help, don't it?
My.
You better catch that later.
My.
Yes, sir.
May God be the blessing of his word, man. My. Watch this, brother. Watch this.
Stop.
Great is our God, my brother.
How great is it, boy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Anybody want to speak? I ain't say anything, but just say, thank you, Jesus. Just say, Jesus wept. Just say anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hit the one button.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, praise. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody likes it.
Yeah.
Can't be duplicated and you can't be imitated, Lord. You're the real deal. I love you.
Make a joyful noise for the Lord. Make a joyful noise for the Lord. My.
I'm listening on my way to work. You were talking about them tears coming out, bro, here. When
yes,
you
sir.
Wake up late at night, this morning,
yes, sir.
I'm on my way to work. And man, I just had the spirit of joy just fell on me, man, of praise
yes,
and worship. I got in my truck, man. Got this song I listen to all the time. And it's called This Ain't No Ordinary Worship. Man,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you. When I played the song, man, tears just went to screaming down my face. I didn't see where they were coming from. I wasn't even trying to cry. It just like, man, my eyes would just stop running, man. I got in there, the spirit came, man. I got in there, praise and worship, man. It's just like, whew, all the way to work. I know them folks were looking at me crazy, but I didn't mind because I know they didn't understand what I was telling you, man. Boy, when the spirit is up on you, it's an experience you can't hardly explain. You had to experience the place.
That's it.
Nah. Watch this, Brother Mike. Watch this.
This ain't no ordinary word.
Yes, sir.
This ain't no ordinary song, yeah.
Hey.
The God of something greater than me ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have. Tell the story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only know for the giver is God, I'ma give it all I have. Come on, help me say, yo, this ain't no ordinary. Oh,
Jesus.
They're going to set you on fire like that, Mike. They're going to set you on fire like
Lord.
That.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. That's it right there, Bo. Like my old friend that used to say, that damn made me feel real good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the old friend said, that damn touched me real good now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. My. Well, it's been another great day, my brother.
Sister, you open. You open, sister. You open.
Hey, guys. Every time I listen to you guys, I have to sit down with paper and pen in, because y'all say some really good stuff. I can't just run around and listen to you because I have to write things down. Over the years during my spiritual walk, I grew up Southern Baptist, but then I went to other non-denominational churches because it just fed my soul differently. As we get older, there's things that speak to some people, and people can, you know, different churches, different things, different pastors, and the worship music is what really makes my soul move. And over 18 years, probably longer than that, when I was married to Emily's dad, I always wrote down, had a journal, and I would either write things down about what's going on in my life or just scripture. And I learned that over the years, I'll go back, like every time you guys are talking, I'm like, where's that journal book at? And I go back because I write scriptures down, and I can tell you just about everything that I'm going through in my life, even without writing down what happened. It's just the scriptures that hit home. And so many of them are repetitive. And so I encourage any of you, anytime you hear something, to write it down. And when you're feeling discouraged, to go back and read it, because it will just bring you back. I get mad at myself sometimes, though, because I'm like, man, I was really on fire then and doing right and doing this, and then I backslid. But it's okay, because we're human. We're going to fall short of the glory of God. But it's important that you know to just pick yourself back up and get right back on it. And one of the scriptures I was reading, how you guys were talking about, I just lost my train of thought. Sorry, my son came in. just you guys getting together all the time on the phone lines, and maybe outside of the phone lines and stuff too. And there's a scripture, it's in Hebrews 10:25. It says, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, and let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And it's so important that we do that, because we encourage one another. When someone might be falling down some, we can lift them back up. And there was one more, and I usually read the NIV. I grew up in the King James Version, but the NIV, it made it more understandable for me. And I wrote this one scripture down, and I'm not sure which one it is in. I have no idea, but it was really, really good when we're talking about being in the Word and meditating in the Word and sharing the Word. It's in Mark 4:24. The amount of time you give to the Word will determine the amount of knowledge and virtue that comes back to you. So the more that we are in the Word and we're praying, I feel like we can get through things a lot better. And the less that we're in the Word and not reading the Word, it seems to me that, you know, I have more struggles because I'm trying to do it on my own and not giving it to God. And full that my daughter listens to you guys and that she has introduced me to it, because things are tough sometimes and I forget. And especially in the way that the world is today, it is a totally different norm. I'm okay if I'm in my house, but when I go out and I look around, and it's scary, you know. So I'm thankful that I can listen to the Word of God and hear you guys and share. And I just want to say thank you.
Emily, you open. You open, Emily.
Okay, I have a verse for the day. Just give me 1 second. Okay. This is one of my favorite ones as well. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. That's Ephesians 4:26-27.
That's it. Beautiful. You know, when I hear your mother talk, you know, I can just tell that mother love, boy. That mother love. I miss my mother, you know. You know, I just feel the passion of mother love when she speak, you know, she's speaking from my heart, man. You know, even when the song came, it was just a mother's love, but you got to, I don't know nobody's business, y'all just stay with me. Well, we have to maximize the time we have with our parents or our loved ones. Well, when they gone, boy, you're going to miss them. you're going to miss them, and it hurts sometimes when I can't. I still got my mother's phone number in my phone. It hurts.
My God. My God.
And I love God. I know God, but it don't take, sometimes I hurt just to hear her soft voice. You know, it hurts sometimes. But you know what I find out, though? I just got to keep pushing, keep going, because one of those days, God called me home. So I'm going home. Ain't gonna make nobody feel that. I'm going home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to plug in. I'm going to meet all my loved ones. But also, I'm going to meet Jesus. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, brother,
yeah.
Man, I'm hurt, though, brother. Every time I hear, I hate hearing mother sometimes because I just reflect back on mine, you know. I know how much you have to cherish that. I didn't have no bad relationship with my mother. We had a good relationship. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
This man, just hearing the voice. It hurts.
No, back then.
I'm a grown man. Full grown man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, my whole stomach just turning. Definitely by, you know, just seeing my mother again.
My God.
So maximize the time you have with your loved. It don't matter if your mother, father, friend, cousin, maximize it. You never come back.
Yeah.
It might not be again. Why we won't be so angry with one another, man? We so angry, folks, because of the time of the day. Angry. No. Let's get away from that anger, man. Love. We had somebody did you wrong today, man. Did you wrong, man? Get back. That stuff keep going. You see that scripture she just read? Don't keep going up. That ain't gonna turn the mouth. We read it, but we run to apply it, though. We got to apply that thing, man. We have to apply it.
Exactly. That's when you see a difference.
Mm-hmm. Mom.
What you say? I didn't hear what she said.
I said that's when you see a difference.
Well, I don't know if it's me because it's my virgin ears or what. What you just said?
That's when you see a difference.
Somebody repeat
it. That's when you see a difference when you do that.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. Be encouraged, though. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Y'all ain't did this. I don't know how many listen to me right now. But I'm telling you, whenever you think about prayer, pray for us. If we keep getting up to pray for us.
Yes.
With this, pray for us.
I do.
Yeah, pray for us because, you know. Enemy can get in any time. I'm not even gonna sit there and say it won't. But pray for us that we all stay on one accord. Even when I'm down.
And I wanna say thank y'all because I know it's very hard to for one have a show in the first place, you know, let alone one day a week. But y'all do this 5 days a week, so and I know that's tough for all of y'all to be able to come together because I mean life happens.
Come on, man.
So it's appreciated.
Yep. You'd be surprised just what's happening on the back line by the time we get on. Is that right, Brother Randy?
Oh, yeah.
But I ain't when I say pride. Don't think it's bad, though. All of that. I'm talking about sometimes we be, you know, trying to get it together before we get on. 2 or 3 minutes before the show starts. But y'all never know because it's the Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. Somebody got to show you know what I'm talking about. You don't practice this thing. One time we got on the show and we didn't know who was going to be there. We just opened it up. Is it right?
Yeah.
I'm the bedroom. but we know one
thing.
Well, look at God. That's why I get there. You go. We put it all in the master's hand. He did it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this again. Keep us in prayer. You know, keep us in prayer. Yeah. I ain't going to never. If they don't want to pray for me, I'm telling you, I know it's a task trying to do God's will. Not just one day, but we try to do it 7 days a week. Yeah. Yes, sir. If it's not anybody else, if anybody can want to get up and hit the one button, they can hit it at this time. If you have a prayer you want, or you just want to wave your hand, do it. You know, it's a good time to do it before we get out. You know, but we never want to leave God, though. You know, we love God, man. We constantly be in fellowship with Him, man. We constantly in fellowship with Him, and I just love hearing people coming on and tell how good God's been to someone. How I might need some prayer. This is what we do. This is what this whole thing about, man. To help one another, man, in a time like this. You never know it's going to be your day.
My.
You know, do something like that, bro. People like to say, man, sometimes people just need to hear a word, man.
That's it.
To get them over,
that's
man. You don't even know what a person faces in life or what they're going through or what mindset they're in, what they experience, man. That's why I tell people all the time, just because a joker person look good on the outside, man, they could be straight dying on the inside. You never know what they got going on.
I tell them at the church that we that I attend, right? I said, you know, we some good actors. See, at our church we got red carpet. You gotta see how y'all walking in. Like ain't nothing wrong. You might have just had a fight when you got in the car. You might have slapped some. You'd be surprised how many Christians know how to put their persona on, man. Be so tore up.
But,
brother, so
but you know what gets me,
yes,
though?
Yes, sir.
People hold that stuff in for years. Stuff that they've been dealing with in the bondage because of their fear that people gonna criticize them. Talk about it if they come out about it or ask for help. That's why we try to Christ, man. We supposed to be approachable, man. Like you always say, you supposed to be approachable, man, not be judgmental. Because you don't know what that person got going on. You might be having something going on so bad to the point they don't understand how to deal with it.
There you go. There you go. So right about it. So right, Doc.
You're supposed to confess your sins or whatever you got going on with each other. Because, man, I'm going to tell you something. We ain't fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities of the powers of the air. We're fighting against demonic spirits and all that. But we don't see it because we so focused on what Ray Ray did to me or what JJ did to me or what this person done to me or that person done to me. That's why Jesus tell us to forgive, man. That's why he tell us to forgive. Because this thing deeper than what the eyes see. You got to fight with the spirit. And if you're in the flesh, you'll never be able to overcome any demonic That's why we as a body. That's why the body of Christ. He didn't say one individual. He say the body.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's real out here. It's real out here. I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, you on something, boy.
It's real, like, and I'm gonna tell you something else. With you know all this little eyes and big U's, man. People need to get away from that stuff, man. People need to get out of pride. Some of the pride factor out the one. You got to be a humble. Just the message y'all been preaching for the last 3-4 weeks about humility.
That's it.
You got to lower yourself, man. In order to be free, you got to let go of whatever you're holding on to. So, at the end of the day, what that goes to show us is, man, look, I ain't no better than you, bro, Eric. You ain't no better than me.
Yes, sir.
But we as a whole, we as the body, we can get there.
Yes, sir.
If we work together, we can get there.
I like that. Come on. Sister Emily, was your mother? Which one of y'all trying to say something? When y'all trying to say something?
Oh, no, I said he's on something.
You just kicked up a little saying, huh? You on something.
Yeah, I say right
name.
After you.
Yeah, all right. That's all right. Well, we're going to do this here for the sake of time. If somebody want to pray for us, you know, our show is open. If you feel like praying for us, or you're praying for somebody, you just want to pray for the whole general, you can do it now. Anybody. If you ain't hit the one button, you can hit the one button. If not, anybody can pray at this time.
I'll pray for us.
Come on with it.
Dear Heavenly Father, I take this time to praise you and worship you, Father God. I pray for forgiveness of my sins, the knowing and the unknowing, Father God. I thank you for all your many blessings in all of our lives, Father God. I thank you for these gentlemen that do this show each and every day, as I know it is a struggle when I get on every day and try to listen, that it is not the flesh and blood that we deal with. It is with Satan and the spiritual warfare that goes on in each and every one of our lives. Father God, I pray for a hedge of protection around everyone today. I pray that you just cover us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father God. I pray that every person that we come in contact with today, Lord, that they see the love of God in us and that we share the message of your word, Father God, with each and every person. I pray that as we go our separate ways today, that we fulfill your needs, Father God, not our own. I pray that we put you first in all of our lives, Father God. I pray you give us peace and comfort and health in our lives. And I pray for this country, Father God. I pray that we all just join and reconnect with you, Father God, that even though they tell us we cannot meet in a building to worship you, Father God, and lift your name up, and we can do it anywhere we are, in a car, in our house, on the road, on our bike. It doesn't matter where we are, Father God, and I lift every person that is on this line today, Father God. I lift them up to you. I give them to you. I place them at your feet, and I pray that you just watch over us and give us that hedge of protection today and each and every day. Pray for our families, our children, our friends, everyone that we come in contact with, Father God. I pray you just put your anointing and blessing on each and every one of us. And I say all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.